Selling the used mannequins out of his pickup truck wasn't working for Jerry Russo. Customers weren't sure where to find him, and it looked a little weird besides, a truck stuffed with bodies rolling down the street. Someone even called the police once to report a vehicle carrying a load of corpses. Now he's got his own store, literally filled with mannequins.
How many you got in here?
Well, there's about 100. Approximately 90% of the people that walk by this window will laugh as they walk by because they're not used to seeing a store like this. It's like a shock to them. You know, they're not used to seeing all these naked mannequins and these, you know, like there's one in the window with a gas mask on, another one with a snorkel. And it's a new concept, which is good because there's less competition.
Some of his customers are after the forms for their own clothing stores and would rather spend $100 or two for the used item instead of paying $800 and up for a new dummy. Some prefer art forms, like a coffee table supported by four legs. But many more want to buy or rent a mannequin just for laughs.
Well, we had one lady came in here and she said that her boyfriend was cheating on her and she wanted to take a mannequin and wrap it up for Christmas and stick it under the Christmas tree for him. So we get all kinds of, you know, mostly for gags, like if someone might take a couple of the mannequin feet, put some sneakers and socks on them and bury them upside down in the front yard, you know, the neighbors get a kick out of it, comes in handy like for Halloween.
A mannequin can be dressed up and stuck in the dark corner at a party, then get introduced to the new arrivals. Heads are sold separately as a great promotion gift for the employee pulling ahead in business. And then there's always the guy who takes things just a little bit further.
Dressed it up in a hunting uniform, set it way back in the woods, and about him and six of his buddies went on a hunting trip. Well, what they were doing was playing a trick on this one guy. So the thing's sitting back there about 50 yards when they got up to it. And it's got a rifle in its hand, sunglasses, look just like a regular guy. So one of the guys yells, "Look, there's a poacher," and pointed at the mannequin. And then they all start shooting at the mannequin. And the other guy, he thinks they're shooting at a guy with a gun in his hand, you know.
Long ago, mannequins were made of porcelain. Later, pressed cardboard was used. And today, the forms are made of fiberglass, weighing 30 to 40 pounds. These forms are not easy to come by, and Jerry will travel hundreds of miles to surrounding cities for auctions or going out of business sales.
Well, we sand them, paint them, fiberglass them, we replace eyes on them. The customer wants, you know, the mannequin in a certain position, we're willing to switch one torso for another torso, you know, they come apart at the waist. Yeah, the first thing to break on a mannequin is the fingers, because that's the thinnest part of the mannequin. You know, we'll epoxy the finger and then fiberglass around the edge of it to fill in any cracks.
The opportunity for some terrible puns is not wasted by the merchant and customer.
You know, like two people will walk in, I'll say, what do you need today, a big dummy? And the guy who comes in with a girl will say, well, no, I don't need a big dummy, I've got one with me, you know. Tell jokes as we sell them, like for example, this one here came in with his leg torn off, poor kid doesn't have a leg to stand on. Or like we hold up an arm and a leg and say, we don't charge an arm and a leg for these mannequins at Mannequin World.
Jerry says it was a little uncomfortable at first, hanging around all these nude bodies.
I've had a couple of nightmares, like I dreamt once that all these mannequins were chasing after me.
Never heard any of them talk, like, this guy off me or anything like that.
Not yet. Start to talk to them. It's when they start talking back that you're in trouble.
Mannequin dealer, Jerry Russo.